What's up, guys? Welcome back to Gen Alpha Talk. In today's episode, I'll be telling you guys tips for new investors. Let's get into it. Beginning investors face so many questions. When should you start investing? What should you invest in? Whom should you listen to or not listen to for investing advice? If investing is so important for your financial future, why does it have to be so complicated? Well, here's some good news. It doesn't need to be. Here's some tips on investing money for beginners that are straightforward to the point, proving you can take the complication out of how to invest for beginners. Start now. The biggest barrier to investing money as a beginner is simply getting started. The answer to when to start investing is today, says Nicholas J. Schneibner, a wealth management advisor at Barron Financial Group. Don't wait for the perfect time to get in, he says. Start now and keep adding to it. He also tells new investors to begin that first you're assuming your investment will go down. Learn to accept that your investment will lose money some years, and if it does, doesn't mean you've done anything wrong. In fact, it likely means the opposite. You should add even more to it while it's on sale. Don't let the media scare you. The best piece of advice, Andrew Langdon, a certified financial planner and founder of 5 Points Financial Planning, would give beginning investors is to understand that the media and you as an investor have very different agendas. The media's goal is to get views, which they often do by writing sensational headlines. Your goal as the investor is to grow your money over time, and this is achieved by focusing on factors you can control, such as time horizon, risk, cost, and tax. Langdon says, research has shown that the less one tinkers with their portfolio, the better off they will be long-term as they don't try and time the market. So when you see headlines declaring the next stock market Armageddon, try to keep a level head and make decisions based on your investment strategy, not the latest headlines. Next, we have focus on your saving percentage. Just as with sensationalized headlines, beginning investors can be misled by poor portfolio performance. It's easy to doubt your investment decisions when your portfolio declines. Stock market declines are natural. Instead of focusing on your portfolio's performance, Ben Hockamer, a certified financial planner with Illuminate Wealth Management, suggests focusing on your savings percentage. For long-term investors, the biggest factors for having success are staying invested and saving enough, he says. You can't control how your investment performs, but you can't control how much you save. By continually focusing on maintaining or increasing the savings rate, beginners will be positioned for success. Set investment goals. The first step to an investing strategy is knowing your investment goal. Rob Williams, Charles Schwab's vice president of financial planning in Denver, says to lay out your short, medium, and long-term goals. Give them a time frame and put a dollar figure beside each. For instance, a short-term goal could be a vacation to Greece next year, while a medium-term goal might be a down payment on a house in 3 to 5 years. Having tangible goals is a good motivation to keep saving and investing. It also helps you understand how to invest for the time frame attached to each goal. Use goals to determine your time horizon. What you're investing for will go a long way in determining your time horizon, says Lamar Watson, a certified financial planner and founder of Dream Financial Planning. Time horizon is how long you have before you plan to use the money you're investing. This might be the most important factor in how much risk you can take, Watson says. The longer your time horizon, the more risk you can afford to take. If your time horizon is 10 years or longer, you can tilt more heavily towards stocks, he says. Between 5 and 10 years means you should have a solid mix of stocks and bonds. Less than 5 years, Watson says you shouldn't have any stock exposure, and if it's within 2 years, you should have only cash and cash alternatives like certified deposits. Get to know your risk tolerance. You should only take as much investment risk as your investment goal requires and your stomach can bear. Just because you can afford to make some more risk with your investments doesn't mean you should. Your level of risk is determined by your allocations to stocks and bonds. More stocks equals higher risk. The allocation you choose is similar to how fast you choose to drive your car, says Mike Hennessy, founder and CEO of Harbor Crest Wealth Advisor in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Where allocation should remain relatively static, no one would want to go from 65 miles per hour to 35 miles per hour in a few short seconds. It should adjust over time as you approach your investment goals, he says. Start with broad-based investments. After when to invest, the next big question facing beginning investors is what to invest in. It's easy to get hung up on choosing investments. There's so many to choose from, William says. Fortunately, broad-based mutual funds and exchange-traded funds, which pool the money of many investors to purchase a variety of securities, give you a simple way to begin. Start by deciding on a mix of cash, bonds, and stock you want, then fill in the details with funds that match your desired allocation. Keep your costs low. You can't control how your investments perform, but you can control how much you pay for them. As a beginning investor, it is very important to pay attention to the costs involved in investment, says Michael Pappas, founder and CEO at MIE Financial Planning. This generally means using index funds, which average 0.15% expense ratios, according to Morningstar's latest free study, rather than actively managed funds, which average 0.67% expense ratios and can go much higher. Over the long term, these higher fees can eat away at the return on your investment, Pappas says. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Nowhere is it written that investing needs to be a solitary sport. My best investing advice for beginners is if you're not an expert, ask for help, says Stacy J. Miller, partner, vice president, and wealth advisor for Bright Investments. A financial advisor can help navigate any uncertainty you have, and advisors are not only for the wealthy, but you need to vet any advisor like you would someone who would take care of your children. Miller says, ask prospective advisors if they're fiduciary and about their certifications. Miller recommends looking for certified financial planners and chartered financial analysts. They show years of additional education, training, and expertise. Verify their record on advisorinfo.sec.gov and ask how they're compensated and what it'll cost you to work with them. Automate as much as you can. Once you set up, automate can as much of your investing process as you can, William says. Set up automatic savings deposit, retirement contributions, even automatic monthly investments into your non-retirement investment portfolio. The less you have to do, the less overwhelming it will be, and the more likely you are to stuck with it, he says. That said, you do want to stay involved. He advises checking your portfolio at least once a year to make sure your investments and allocations are still in line with your goals. If your goal is long-term, your mindset should be as well. Try to stay focused on the long-term and not overreact or change plans because of short-term volatility alone. So, here's the top 10 best tips for beginning investors. Firstly, start now. 2. Don't let the media scare you. 3. Focus on your savings percentage, not your portfolio performance. 4. Set investing goals. 5. Use your investing goals to determine your time horizon. 6. Get to know your risk tolerance. 7. Start with broad-based investments. 8. Keep costs low. 9. Don't be afraid to ask for help. And lastly, 10. Automate as much as you can. This is the end of the episode, and I hope you guys had a great listen. If you learned anything from this episode, then drop a like, subscribe, and share. And I'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.